Chapter 11. Dr. Lanyon's Secret. In spite of a reward of several thousand pounds, Mr. Hyde was not captured. Information came daily to the police of his disreputable life and of his cruelty and violence, but not of his whereabouts. Privately, Mr. Utterson felt that the death of Sir Danvers was almost a fair exchange for the disappearance of so evil a man as Hyde. Now that the dark influence of Hyde had ceased, Dr. Jekyll began a new life. He came out of seclusion and was once more a regular guest or host to his friends at delightful dinners. He redoubled his previous charity work with the poor and became prominent in church activities. Even his appearance changed to a more open and brighter look. This lasted for 2 months, during which time Utterson saw Henry Jekyll almost daily. Then one day Utterson knew something was wrong. He came to call on Dr. Jekyll, but Poole answered his knock with the news that the doctor was at home, but not seeing anyone. The same thing happened the next day, and the next. Poole admitted that the doctor was not ill, but had left orders not to disturb him. All of Jekyll's charitable works stopped suddenly, along with his church work. He saw no one, and went no place. Utterson, by now, very agitated by Jekyll's actions, decided to consult Dr. Lanyon about them, both as a friend and as a medical man. But he found Lanyon in a terrible condition himself. Dr. Lanyon's large frame had shrunk. His rosy face turned pale, and a frightened quality had entered his manner. Utterson realized that Lanyon was a dying man. The doctor confirmed Utterson's thoughts by nodding his head slowly.
"I have had a shock from which I shall never recover. I used to enjoy life. Now I think that if we knew all, we would be glad to die."
"Jekyll is ill, too. Mentally, that is," said Utterson. "Have you seen him?" He knew that the two men had straightened out their differences and had resumed their friendship during these last 2 months. Lanyon held up a trembling hand.
"I wish to hear and see no more of Henry Jekyll," he cried. "I regard him as dead."
"Come now, Lanyon," said Utterson softly. "We three are old friends. We shall not live long enough to make other friends."
"Nothing can be done," replied the dying man. "Ask Jekyll for yourself."
Utterson shrugged. "He won't see me."
"That does not surprise me," said Lanyon. "Some day, Utterson, after I am dead, you may perhaps understand what all this is about. I cannot tell you. Now, stay and talk to me of anything except Henry Jekyll."
Utterson spent several hours with his old friend, but as soon as he got home, he wrote to Jekyll, asking why he was not permitted to visit and what he could do to mend the break between Jekyll and Lanyon. The next day brought a strange answer. The letter was long, often pathetic, and sometimes darkly mysterious. It stated that the quarrel with Lanyon was permanent. As to his seclusion, Jekyll wrote,
"You must not doubt my friendship if my door is often shut, even to you. I have brought on myself a punishment and danger that I cannot name. If I am the chief of sinners, I am the chief of sufferers, too. Leave me alone, old friend. I must go my own dark way."
Utterson hardly knew what to make of this plea. With the evil influence of Hyde gone, Jekyll had become his old self. Now that life of good deeds and friendship was once again cast aside. Was this madness? Utterson did not know how else to explain it, but somehow he felt that Lanyon knew the answer. Lanyon died within a few days of Utterson's visit. On the day after his burial, Utterson opened an envelope that Lanyon had left for him. The front read, "Private,
for the eyes of G. J. Utterson alone, to be opened after the death of H. Lanyon. From the envelope, the lawyer drew another one. This was sealed, and Lanyon had written on it, "Not to be opened until the death or disappearance of Henry Jekyll." Utterson gasped. There was that word, disappearance, again, just as in Jekyll's will. But in the will, it had been written at the sinister suggestion of Mr. Hyde. What coincidence had caused it to appear on this document from Lanyon? The lawyer was very eager to open the envelope at once, but his honor and ethics stopped him. With a sigh, he put the letter far back in his safe. Utterson continued to call on Jekyll, but had to be satisfied by reports of him from Poole. The doctor was now a recluse, and stayed most of the time in his office in the laboratory. He often slept there, and he spoke to no one. After a while, with Poole's reports so much the same every day, Utterson stopped calling on Dr. Jekyll. He could not help a man he was not permitted to see.